When Almost Maine opened in Portland 16 years ago, the play was well received and would go to mixed reviews in New York a few years later. But today it is one of the most frequently produced plays in the United States, particularly in high school and community theaters. Almost Maine playwright John Cariani, who grew up in Presque Isle, joins the cast of the latest production at Portland Stage Company in celebration of Maine's bicentennial. Keith Shortall spoke with Cariani about the play's portrayal of rural people and real love lost and found.
Almost Maine, a fictitious town close to the Canadian border, is the setting for a series of vignettes that explore the joys and the pitfalls of relationships. In this scene, Cariani, as Lendl, answers the door to find his girlfriend Gail, played by Samantha Rosentrater.
I want it back.
Huh?
I want it back.
What?
All the love I gave to you, I want it back.
What?
Now.
These moments of pain and laughter, heartache and confusion, says John Cariani, were born from his interest in the subject of love, driven in part by his personal experience coming of age in the geographically isolated community of Presque Isle, Maine.
When I was growing up, I knew that I was a little bit different from the other kids, and I saw my friends like having girlfriends, and I couldn't figure out why I wasn't having a girlfriend. Or I did have girlfriends, but I couldn't figure out why I wasn't very happy having girlfriends. And then, of course, I figured out that I didn't like girls. You know what I mean? So,
Pete.
Yeah.
I love you.
And watching my brother fall head over heels in love with girls, I was like, okay, he's falling in love. I'm not. What's going on? And I wasn't ready to fall in love because I didn't know what I was and what love was going to be for me. So I was kind of obsessed with it, trying to figure out what it is and why it seems so easy for some people and so complicated for some people.
I love you too.
Almost Maine has now been performed in 20 countries, translated into more than a dozen languages, and according to Playbill magazine, is the most produced play in North American high schools, surpassing A Midsummer Night's Dream, Our Town, and The Crucible. The reason for its popularity, he says, may be its simple approach to exploring a universal human experience.
I think it's that people really like love stories, and especially fraught love stories that you're not quite sure are going to work out, not quite sure it's going to be okay, love stories that feel like, oh my gosh, I'm not sure this is the right thing for these people to be doing.
Is there something that happens in those moments when the audience is feeling uncomfortable about it, that there's something funny about that as well?
Oh yeah, watching people in pain is the funniest thing in the world, unfortunately.
What?
All the love you gave to me, it's in the truck.
What are you talking about?
I don't want it anymore.
What?
I've made a decision. We're done.
What?
We're done. I decided, and so I brought all the love you gave to me back to you. It is the right thing to do.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
It's in the truck.
Cariani, the playwright, says he's always been committed to bringing real rural characters who live and love as best they can to the stage.
Contemporary American art and culture doesn't really present multidimensional rural dwelling people. So that's my big question, is why don't we present these people? And when we do, why do we always present them as drug addicts only, or supporters of a certain party only? Do you know what I mean? Political party. Why don't they have all of the foibles and all of the great things that make them fully human like we do when we present people who live in maybe urban areas?
What's it like?
What's what like?
To not feel pain.
I don't know. I don't know what it feels like to hurt, so I don't know.
Almost Maine, with playwright John Cariani in a starring role, runs through February 9th at Portland Stage Company. The play is soon to become a novel. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Keith Shortall.